Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back in another video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I want to talk about the subject of justification through Christ, which I touched on briefly in the previous video, but I want to go into more detail about. So we believe that when somebody is saved, they're reckoned as righteous in the eyes of God, that though we were sinners, we are made righteous, we are justified through Christ. As it is written in Romans 4:25, of Jesus, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. See, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ was done that we might be justified. The word justification means being made just or righteous in the sight of God. While in time past we were wicked sinners, in being justified we are no longer unrighteous, but we are now righteous. We are no longer unjust, but we are now just. We cannot be made righteous by our own efforts and our own good doings, however. As it's written in Romans 8:33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. So we cannot simply declare ourselves as righteous and become righteous. It is only through the Lord God who forgives our sins and makes us just. The only thing we need to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Justification is part of salvation, and therefore, in having faith, we are justified. As it's written in Romans 3:28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. In Galatians 2:16 it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Our obedience to that which is written in the law of God does not determine our righteousness before God, because all have sinned and are thus guilty of the whole law. We are all transgressors and thus cannot be justified by the works of the law. Instead, we are made righteous through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe on Him, that alone is sufficient to declare us as righteous before God. What takes place at our justification is described in the following manner in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 20 to 22. It says, therefore, by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. So the scriptures make it clear that when our faith is counted as righteousness, it is because the righteousness of God is imputed unto us, meaning that the act of faith itself is not what is counted as righteous, but the fact that in trusting Christ for our salvation, His own goodness and His own holiness and His own righteousness is placed onto us. As it says, the righteousness of God unto all and upon all them that believe. So everyone who trusts in Christ as their Savior has that righteousness from God placed onto them. As it says in Philippians 3:9, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Thus, when we are saved not by our own righteousness, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, as the Bible says. We are not getting to heaven by justifying ourselves and through our own deeds and through our own good works, but rather God's good works, God's goodness, which is put onto us as soon as we believe on Him. There is an exchange which takes place. At the cross, Jesus Christ took upon Himself all of our sins, and then He died and suffered in place for us, and then in doing so, His righteousness is instead placed on us when we believe in Him. As it's written in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He hath made unto be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So when Christ died for us, even though He was without sin, He was made to be sin, in order that we might be made the righteousness of God. God's own righteousness is given unto us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, while our sins are taken away from us forever. As it's written in Romans chapter 4, verse 5 to 8, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God not only imputeth righteousness, but also forgives our iniquities and sins, and according to verse 8, will not impute sin unto us. When we are justified by God, the sins of past, present, and future are all removed from us as far as the east is from the west, according to the scriptures. This is the only way to be made righteous. It says in Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law, meaning the goal of the law, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Therefore, we can see what takes place as salvation. Those who believe in Christ are made righteous, they are justified, and thus they are saved from their sins and the punishment of their sins, which is hell in the lake of fire. That is justification, and it is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.